Hello, all you positive heads out there. It is so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here. And we just ask that you bring an open heart and open mind to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce that on January 18th, originally January 5th, but I needed to push it back a bit, I'm going to be freely gifting each of you my very first book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. In the book, which was initially shown to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, by the way, I share the keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 20 plus years of trial, error, and deep exploration of these perspectives, as well as one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. Also, I would like to invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation game with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and at the book's website, goldenkey.gift, where readers will also share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. So if you're wanting 2021 to be the year that you alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to sign up to accept my golden gift to you right when it comes out. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here at the Mystic Manor as I record, where I record. Floating in space and time, having a good time doing it. Although it has been a little bit of a challenging few days or start to the new year. I mean, just in general with what's happened on the world stage, there's been a lot of, upheaval, I suppose. And it's always, of course, reflected. Probably a lot of you listening, I'm sure it's been reflected in your, as above, so below. The macrocosm is in the microcosm. So things that are maybe disruptive in our lives or on the world stage, you might be getting your own version of that or have been, in the last week. I know with me, there was a shift that was a really good shift that was the culmination of a lot of sort of challenging energy. And I've touched on it a bit before. I've never went into too much detail on the show because it's not super appropriate. Because it pertains to someone that's been staying here at the Mystic Manor that has been somewhat challenging for me, although it hasn't been lost on me that this situation was also for my growth and for, it's like just because it's challenging doesn't mean it's not right and it's not meant for you. And just to kind of give you guys a little insight into it, like I said, I've shared some in the past, but my vision here of the Mystic Manor, and those of you who have been on retreat, pre-COVID know sort of the vision of what this place is all about. And some of you listening or new listeners maybe aren't familiar, but I run a communal property in Venice, California called the Mystic Manor. In pre-COVID, it was all just retreats every, three weeks a month. Listeners of the show would come and spend a full week here, and then we would live tape Optimistic on their last night and lots of workshops and that sort of stuff. And once COVID hit, I started subleasing. And yeah, there's been definitely some lessons in all of that. And, living with just myself and my son or partner, for many, many years previously, living with a big group of people in a communal property is really cool. And also, is a perfect container for growth. And in Walt's 6 months ago, someone who I've known through the, transformational festival scene has my birthday. And those who've been listening a long time know about my crazy birthday synchronicity story. And this person had my birthday. And sure enough, there's some work to do for us together. And he wasn't really aligning with my vision of what I foresaw at the Mystic Manor, and very helpful, by the way, in a lot of ways. And I really love and care about this person. And but, you know, there were some real challenges there, and definitely triggered and brought out some of my own shadow. You know, I had one instance that I've referenced before where I sort of reacted in a way that, like, oh my gosh, that was like my 14-year-old self. And how did I get in that state? And so, you know, it wasn't lost on me through the whole journey of, you know, all the challenging elements to it. It was not lost on me that this is happening for me, not to me. And, you know, although over time, you know, you sort of like, okay, I feel like I've gotten the message, I've gotten the lesson from this experience, right? That's one of the things when you're in any kind of a relationship, and this was certainly a relationship, a roommate relationship, where you're like, okay, I've tried my best here to make this work, and I'm seeing that, you know, a repeating cycle. There's nothing more for me. I've went above and beyond. And, you know, I can safely say I've tried my best to make this work. Now, how do we move on from this? How do I, you know, when you get the message, hang up the phone. I've learned the lesson. I've worked through. It's caused me to really self-examine my way of reacting to things that, you know, to certain energies that I don't like. And, like, for that, I'm eternally grateful to this person. Like, really caused me to, like, self-examine parts of myself. You know, I talk about a lot on this show that our journey is like a spiral. We circle back on things that we think we've worked through for further and deeper release. We're like, you know, onions in a sense, as beans. And so with this particular person, I believe there's probably a lot of past, you know, past life, if you will, you know, stuff between us, and certainly a lot of energy there that needed to be worked through. And so as I dealt with it and sort of dealt with my own shadow self, the elements of my shadow that he triggered and brought out and reflected in some ways, it was like, okay, it's time to let this go. And that happened just before Christmas. And so I said, look, time to go. This isn't working, you know? And I, you know, it was a really powerful lesson for me because, you know, this person talks a lot and will kind of throw a lot of information at you, which I do too, right? Obviously this show. So, that reflection was there, and it was just like, they had a lot to say. They really wanted to kind of dig their heels in and not leave. And I just, you know, it was so great because I just like, used it as a tool, an experience to not allow myself to react. And so many times with him in the past, over the months before, I would react, and I'm like, ah, Brandon, why did you react? You know? And so I sort of feel like I passed the test, the boss at the end of a level of my own growth, you know, by not reacting. And there was a lot of, you know, with him sort of reacting and saying, I'm not leaving and all this. And I sort of resigned to, okay, if this person refuses to go, and it's particularly tricky with, like, as you, most of you probably know, with, like, you know, leases and that sort of thing with COVID, because there's a moratorium on evictions and all that sort of thing. So I'm like, I had to resign myself and surrender to, okay, I'm telling this person I will not live with them any longer. I love you, but I want to love you from afar. You know, first they were saying they weren't going to leave. And I had sort of resigned myself to, okay, if I have to shut down, and I've, those of you who've been following the show a long time know how much energy, financial, emotional, every type of energy, you know, over years to get this place to where it was, it is now, and poised to really, like, blossom into the new year as we come out of the COVID chrysalis. And so, yeah, I had resigned myself. Okay, if they're not going to leave and they're going to fight me on this, I have to leave. So I'm going to have to, like, consider, like, as much as I hate to think about it, shutting it down, because I can't live with this energy anymore. It's not for me. So I really, it caused me to work hard on not reacting over several weeks over the holidays, and, you know, really tapping into pronoia. The opposite of paranoia, right? A suspicion the universe is conspiring in my favor is what pronoia is basically means, right? Okay, I'm surrendering. As Krishnamurti said, you know, you want to know what my secret is? You see, I don't mind what happens. And I can't say I didn't mind what happens, but I was resigned to letting what be will be. And then it was just like, you know, this person all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to go. I resigned to that. I'm okay with it. And they stuck. They a couple times they kind of sort of flailed and like I'm like they're gonna change their mind and fight me more. You know, they're so feisty and then they left. They ended up leaving a few days ago, and we're on good terms. And I like I said, I really love this. I really am so grateful to this person because hardly anyone has caused me to do such deep work on my own reactivity so I'm eternally grateful, and I'm glad that storm has passed. And what comes on the other side of it? I feel like great gifts, and I just want to share this with each of you because, you know, we all have these characters and these situations in our lives, and it's all about how you show up to it. And if you, there were several times with him over the 6 months where, you know, one in particular where I really like reacted in a way that I was not proud of and felt really like, you know, poor with my performance and being everything that I represent, as we talk about on the show, right? We teach best what we most need to learn. And then, you know, after moments that probably an hour after that happened, I was like, okay, I'm going to love myself here. And I think that's really important for us all to do. Okay, I am going to have another chance to try again. And when that chance came back around, I didn't take any bait to get engaged energetically in a way that was, you know, not my highest integrity, highest path, non-reactive. And then what do you know? The storm clears and that leads to, okay, you pass the test. This person leaves and, you know, and it was, yeah, guys, wow, it was such a journey. And I just want to encourage you, if you have any situation like this, there are times where I'm like, I don't see a way out of this. This person is not going to leave. They're just, you know, it's so disruptive to my own energy field and others, like, you know, my partner and others. It's just like, what am I going to do here? And just sort of like the pamphlet, The Golden Key, which I read a while back, talks about focus your energy on God, higher self, source, the universe, and how wonderful and perfect it is, and that it's working in your favor. And, you know, whatever comes, you're going to embrace and just get into that state of surrender and acceptance and love-centeredness and not let the waves throw you. And it just made me, you know, stronger. Like I always say, it's smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor. And we all came to be skilled sailors. And you know, what was really interesting is energetically the day that he left, you know, just a few days ago, there was a crazy, like, you know, California, it's not known for its crazy weather, right? I always say we're stuck in the best Southern California. We just happen to be stuck in the best season of all, pretty much 300 days a year or whatever. And there was just a crazy storm where, you know, all the stuff, the yurts got blown to bits in the back, and I have an umbrella, big umbrella on my balcony that got blown off the side. It was like, looks like a tornado hit here hours after this person left town. And so it really felt to me like energetically, like, wow, you know, that this energy probably in my own, and this is my story, and I'm not saying it's definitely the case, but if I had to guess, I bet there's so much karma between him and I. And this was like sort of an ending of what is karma that goes back and forth with people, like negative karma, where it's like, oh, okay. My vision of it is like, this person does something bad to you in one life, then you get them back in the next, and then on and on until someone gets off that karmic wheel and stops and just ends it in a peaceful way. And I feel like that's what happened here. And it feels really, really good. But yeah, I found it so interesting, this like crazy storm that blew through like literally hours after them leaving town. And down the road, I wasn't here at the time. I saw it on cameras, and they told me when I came back, and it looked like a tornado hit. Down the road where I was, not even very far, it was completely perfect. You know, I was like 45 minutes away, which normally when I'm, you know, down there, I was at my parents' house, which, you know, 45 minutes away. And it's like, you know, there's, if it's raining here, it's raining there. If there's weather there, it's weather here. Very rarely, it was like super localized to the Mystic Manor. So yeah, what a trip, huh? So yeah, and you know, the thing that this really got me thinking about in the last few days too is that it's, you know, divine timing, trusting the timing of what's happening. And I really had to move into that a lot of times during this 6 months journey growth adventure with this person that I'm so grateful for. And doesn't mean it was easy, but it was necessary. And I trusted it. And even in those hardest moments, I would remember, okay, this will free up Brandon when you've gotten the lesson that you meant to get from it. And it did. It lined up in a way where, like, right before the holidays, which allowed me to be out of town, which allowed, you know, then this person to get another opportunity to go somewhere that made it comfortable. And it just, like, boom, 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 lined up perfectly to make it happen. What, you know, from another vantage point, I was like, I don't see a way out of this, you know. And it really led me to remember to trust the process and know that everything is happening in divine timing. And you by, you know, getting into alignment with the knowing that it's all happening for me, this pronoia perspective, then you can just ride the waves. And when it's challenging, you just, hey, what am I supposed to get from this? Knowing that it's going, if it's storming now, that's one thing that's for sure. There's sunny days on the other side of that, right? So when you're in that valley, any of you who are in that valley, congratulations, because what's on the other side of that, right? There, it's waiting for you to really get, you know, to allow yourself to be in a state of alignment and believing and trusting in the process that's unfolding. If it was always sunny days, trust me, like I say, with here in California, it's like we're stuck in the best season. And I grew up in Virginia where I miss thunderstorms every afternoon in the summer, or the few, you know, big snows we might get, or the fall, the leaves changing colors. So that there's some real value in the contrast. And I actually found a pretty short clip here I'm going to share of Abraham talking about how to become the master of divine timing. It was, I found it on the Life is Joy YouTube page. Pretty short. Let's take a listen.
So we want to leave you with a point of focus. Really ties into this whole conversation. Ties in with this new leading edge question that you've just asked. Alignment and timing are synonymous. So alignment equals impulse equals timing equals happy. That's timing. And your inner being is the master of timing, because there are so many things you could do and it's just endless. But when you get an impulse, and the more often you do it, the more you'll feel like doing that, until you can go through a day where everywhere you go, the day was like that for Esther yesterday. She traveled by herself, and as she traveled, everywhere she went, it was like a door opened. There was someone there to greet her and to smile and to help her everywhere she went along the way. It was her timing. She drove her own car to the park and ride, and the bus was right there, and a man took her bags out, and there was a place for her to park right there, so she got right on the bus. And then they drove her and one other person to the airport rather than waiting for the bus to fill up. And Esther thought, oh, I really like how things are working out. And then the bus let her off right in front of the sky cab, and she gave him her bags, and off they went. And she got right to the gate in the most comfortable fashion. Everything about it was just unfolding perfectly. And then she had this wonderful flight, two wonderful flights. And when she got to the baggage claim, her driver was not there. He was not there with his sign, and he wasn't answering the number that she'd been given. And when she did reach him, this was the first sign of something that looked like it was out of sync. The driver said, I'm supposed to be there at 2:30, right? And Esther said, well, my note says 2:00 and I am here. And how long will it take you to get here? Well, let me call you back. And he called back, and now he's kind of making up some reasons that he can't be there. And Esther said, it's all right, I'll just take a cab. So she went out to the curb, and there was a cab right there. And she stood there for a moment, and the woman who was assigning the cabs to people was distracted by something else that was going on. And for just a moment, Esther thought, you really should pay attention to me, because your job is me. But she was doing something else. And so a cab driver who was sitting right there saw Esther sitting there, and he came and undid the rope and escorted Esther to his cab. And he got in trouble for that, because that's not his job. But as Esther got into the cab, she said to him, well, that was very nice, thank you very much. And then they began talking about the most wonderful things. And then Esther said to him, You are a very strong man with powerful good intentions, and life is going very well for you. I can feel it. And he said, is that why I feel you all over my arms? They were such energy friends right away. There could not have been a better thing that had happened to either one of them. They were guided to be together for a 40-minute drive that was delightful for both of them. And what looked like was supposed to happen that didn't happen wasn't the best thing to happen. And after a little while of just relaxing and taking it as it comes and trusting that the universe is always doing what's best for you, and let that be your default decision about things, that things are working out for me no matter how it looks. Things are always working out for me no matter how it looks. And to the degree that I allow it here and now, to the degree that I am willing to look for things that are satisfying here and now, then there's no end until you feel like you've been on a magic carpet ride. Like, could this day have been any better? Could I have had better timing? Could I have had more pleasure? Could I have had more satisfaction? Could I have had better timing? And the answer to that is yes, probably, but this was really, 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 really good. In other words, the more you acknowledge the good timing, the better the timing continues to be. Ah, creation is so much fun when you realize that you are doing the creating. And allowing is so much fun when you realize that you hold the keys to the allowing. The deliberate creation of your life experience is what you came for. You didn't come because stuff needs to get done. You came because you like the experience of energy flowing through you. You like the feeling of alignment. You like the feeling of life flowing through you. You don't like the feeling of pinching it off, and you don't like the feeling of not letting it in, and you don't like the feeling of the imbalance of it, but you like the feeling of learning it, and you like the feeling of getting better and better at it. And oh, once you get hold of this, just regarding a thing or two or a thing or two or a thing or two, it shows up more and more and more and more in your experience. And you might find yourself enjoying your singularity a bit. You might enjoy feeling the timing that you are able to receive. And then once you get that really going good, then you might hook up with somebody else that knows that too. And when two or more of you come together with that sort of knowing, with that sort of energy flowing, with that sort of exponential expansion, when you start hooking up with the energies that create worlds in a conscious, deliberate way, we're not going to say you're going to accomplish a lot, because that's not the point. We're going to say you're going to have a really, really good time.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
We like this day a lot. We liked what happened energetically. We liked the translation into your own mind that you accomplished. It just doesn't get any better than this. It really is co-creating at its best. Have so much fun. There is great love here for you. And as always, we remain joyously in your vortex.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, NewCalm. As you all know, mindfulness and meditation are key components to being the best version of ourselves. Not only does NewCalm help with sleep, as I mentioned before, but it also helps get you into a deep, transcendental meditative state. It doesn't matter if you're just starting your mindfulness practice or you've been practicing meditation for years, NewCalm will allow you to make the most out of mindfulness sessions. NewCalm shifts you into the calming brainwave states of meditation and slows your breathing. It's the only system of its kind that's clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, boost your recovery without drugs and side effects, because it uses three non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical items, all of which come in your monthly subscription. So if you'd like to feel better rested and less stressed in 2021, head over to positivenewcalm.com, where Positive Head listeners will get 50% off a 30-day subscription of NewCalm, which also comes with a money-back guarantee. That's positivenewcalm.com. Check it out. Alignment equals impulse equals timing equals happy. And your inner being is the master of timing. I loved her cab driver story here because it shares this very thing. Like, hey, she could have very easily been like, oh gosh, this person missed it. They were supposed to pick me up. It was supposed to happen a certain way. And And it didn't. And she trusted that. And it led to this incredible connection with someone she was meant to connect with. So a lot of times my vision of the Mystic Manor, you know, yeah, oh, it's going to be so perfect and so cool and so vibey and never any disruption. And like that was thrown out the window many, many occasions in the last few months. And, you know, what looked like was supposed to happen wasn't the best thing to happen. And on the other side of getting the lessons and going through that, it's even going to be that much better when that grand vision is realized, because it's not if but when. All of your dreams, all of these things that you deserve, it's not if but when. You may have to work through some energetic knots first to get there, and that's okay. That's the journey you signed up for with to begin with. Things are always working out for you, she said, no matter how it looks. The more you acknowledge the good timing of how things are going, the better the timing becomes. Creation is just so much more fun when you realize that it's all a part of your creation. And that's what we're doing. We're doing it. We're all getting this, and it feels really, really good. You didn't just come to get stuff done. You came to feel, you came to allow, you came to feel all these different energies, the calm ones, the turbulent ones, everything. You wanted it all to flow through you, not pinch it off and resist it and turn your nose up at it. And what you resist persists, of course, and what you accept, you move through. And the most exciting part about all of the journey that she mentioned at the end is when two or more are gathered. It's actually a Bible verse, I believe. When two or more are gathered, I'll be there. You know, source is you're drumming up the energy with someone else. So you're inevitably going to attract. And that's something that I thought of in these last months myself is, you know, it's inevitable, Brandon, if I check my energy and I'm not letting my vibration be thrown based off of, you know, my interaction with this person or how they show up or whatever the story is to allow me to get thrown. If I can maintain my vibration, then it inevitably won't be a fit for me anymore. And I don't have to take so much action to make it end. It will. The universe does it because we're not vibrational match. And that was really like demonstrated to me in a really beautiful way over the exit period where I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I think they're going to just fight me tooth and nail no matter what. And part of me thought that. And then the other part started telling this story. Okay, Brandon, just maintain how you're showing up and let source do the rest. Let vibration do the rest. More room, more energy for those that are a fit now. And like I said, and that's not better, right? Because what I went through was, I mean, so powerful and so, I'm so grateful. And that gratitude is the doorway to get more of what we really want, what we most want to see. And if you can tap into the gratitude for those challenging situations, people, events in your life, it's going to get better. You're going to see two or more are going to then be gathered that are a vibrational match for your gratitude. And then it'll be three and then there'll be four. And it's just, it's better. It's going to get better and better and better in this way. And with that being said, I have a song called Better With You that is very happy, upbeat, and kind of speaks to this by Dooku. Hope you guys enjoy. Till next time. Love you so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe.
And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.
This boy is keeping you down, but still you walk among kings. I know it better than I know myself. You got your mind on other things. I know you're not exactly what I'm made of. It's easy to see. With every lover comes a new invader. Sometimes it's better to be falling slow. Desperate for human touch, it's just everything's better with you. Simple single cell who fails to savor all that we struggle to see when we're falling slow on a need to know. Everything's better with you. Everything's better with you. Everything's better.